But let a man test himself, he also says in the second letter. Test yourselves, examine yourselves. It's not how we do it now, going because it's expected rather than of genuine interest. We don't consider how we might go ready, with our inner issues dealt with, full of regret. Instead, we go during festivals and just when everyone else does. But that's not how Paul told us to go. He only acknowledges one suitable time for connection and communion, the purity of a man's conscience. For even if we can't participate in a sensory feast when we're ill and full of negativity, risking destruction, it's even more unacceptable to approach this table with profane lusts, which are worse than illness. By profane lusts, I mean both physical, monetary, anger, malice, and in short, all that is unholy. It's right for the one who approaches to first empty himself of all these and then touch the pure sacrifice. And if someone is unwilling and resistant, he shouldn't be forced to approach just because it's a festival. On the other hand, no one should stop him if he's remorseful and ready, just because it's not a festival. A festival represents good deeds, respect of the soul, and proper conduct. And if you have these, you can celebrate and approach at any time. That's why he says, "But let each man test himself, then let him approach." He doesn't command one to check another, but each to examine himself, making the judgment one's own private matter with no need for a witness.